How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 28 of Preparation for Resurrection. Our title today is Peace from His Presence. J.I. Packer said, "God never abandons anyone on whom He has set His love, nor does Christ, the Good Shepherd, ever lose track of His sheep." Our text today is Psalm 23:4-6. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The second half of Psalm 23 focuses on God's protection that comes from His presence. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvie provide essential insight into Psalm 23:4-6. "Though we are in the place of ultimate risk, where darkness protects those who do evil and death casts a shadow, our fear is eclipsed by the presence of God. For you are with me, as in all life. It is the Lord's presence alone which can give us complete comfort and security. The Lord grants us even more than His presence. He also grants us His power. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod defends from the external enemy, while the crooked staff snatches us from harm's way. Figuratively, it protects us from the internal enemy, our own wandering foolishness. In Jesus' parable, we are lost sheep, brought home on the shepherd's shoulders. He has the power to save and restore. Jesus is also the Good Shepherd, as we have seen, who even lays down His life for His sheep. Knowing that our Lord has the power to defend us from our enemies gives us great comfort in this life." In verse 5, the metaphor changes as David deals with his enemies. Rather than being a shepherd, the Lord is now a host. He seats us in the presence of our enemies, at His banqueting table. He anoints us with oil as a sign of celebration, and He fills our cup to overflowing. In the New Testament, the banquet table is a sign of salvation. Jesus promises to eat and drink with His disciples in the kingdom of God in Matthew 26:29. He leaves a banquet with them, the Lord's Supper, through which to remember Him. The book of Revelation promises that the church will gather at the marriage supper of the Lamb when Christ comes for His bride in Revelation 19:7-9. Thus, through His church, Jesus sets a banquet table before His enemies. The anointing oil is often related to the gift of the Spirit. When Samuel took oil to anoint David king over Israel, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, as we saw in 1 Samuel 16:13. A full cup is another sign of God's fullness and blessing. This party is a genuine celebration. Such celebration will never end, as David affirms in verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Goodness is the fulfillment and perfection of God's will. Mercy is His covenant love, redemptive power, and faithfulness. The goodness of God and the love of God will follow or pursue David throughout his lifetime. Sometimes, as in David's relationship with Bathsheba, it is a severe mercy, as seen in 2 Samuel 11-12. But mercy at its best, seeking God's goodness in our lives. David ends with a final promise, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Here, house of the Lord is God's tabernacle. Later, it became the temple built in Jerusalem by Solomon. For the Christian, The temple now is the risen body of Christ through whom we have direct access into God's presence. David will dwell or remain in God's house forever. Forever literally means to the length of days, through all the days. For the Hebrews, eternity is not a timeless state, but endless days. Here is where David will be, before the Lord forever and ever. When you have God's presence, power, and protection, you can rest in perfect peace. When you know the Lord is with you, always and forever, you can find continual rest and encouragement for your soul. Here's some questions for today. Why is the word shadow essential in the phrase, the shadow of death? How does fellowshipping with God give you comfort even in the presence of your enemies? How can the assurance of your eternal home give you peace in your present life? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.